Yeah, this your boy J-Rock, Ross Finders, Top Dog Entertainment. You now in the mix with my dude, D-Trap.
Word on the Streets Radio, man. Exclusives for you guys tonight. Hitting you with the Stu Bangas instrumental right here. Shout out to Chino XL, too, man. You guys hear his last album? Stu Banga production on that one right there, too. Big ups to Cornbread from Cali Wild. Big ups to Urge 7, man, coming through, hitting us with those exclusives right there. A lot of heat tonight. Now, we got Rube in the building right now. What's going on, big dog?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good, dude. Doing good, man. Man, where did you drive up from, man?
Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach?
Yeah, it's about two hours and 45 minutes.
Dang, not too bad. Man, I'm going to have to get, like, the official, like, Word on the Streets radio, like, plane or something, man. Man, shout out to you guys, man, driving 3 hours to get up in here.
Oh, man, of course, man.
Much appreciation. Much appreciation. Shout out to my boy Destruct, too, man. He plugged this in for us like that, too. How did you guys hook up?
That's my brother right there. We met through a friend. My friend, an old acquaintance of mine, he got me in the studio with him. We started working and just became a brotherhood after that.
Word up, word up. So, Rube's World, you know, on Instagram. Like, how did you get started rapping, man? Tell for people that are tuning in right now that probably never heard of you. They seen your flyer that people were hitting me. Is this Aquaman, man? Aquaman's coming through rocking with you guys tonight. And I told them, yeah. Like, tell people a little bit about yourself, you know, where you started. Like, where did you start rapping? Like, when did you start rapping?
Yeah, they do say I look like Aquaman. Destruct calls me Aquaman stunt double. Yeah, but I started rapping, well, at first, it was freestyling in this tattoo studio with my brother. He would tattoo, and we'd just be freestyling over Knife Wonder Beach, Jay Dilla, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then my mentor, he showed me his music, and I was, like, really in tuned, and I love that shit so much. And he's like, you should start trying it, because, you know, I see you're depressed, and I see you going through it. Uh-huh. It could be good for your, you know, therapy. And so I used it then to be, you know, therapeutic.
Okay, so you say you're rhyming off some Ninth Wonder beats and how old were you like when this started happening?
About 18 years old.
About 18?
Yeah, 18, 19. That was when I started getting it really good, so about 10 years ago.
So like before that though, like who were some of the artists that you were listening to? Were you into rap or you listened to a lot of different types of music?
Yeah, I listened to everything, man. I was a big fan of music. Just I have an ear for music, so if it sounds good, I love it. But you know, Eminem was my biggest influence.
Oh, he's dope, dude.
One of my biggest ones. Linkin Park. I used to listen to them heavily. So it was like, I kind of like mix both of them sometimes when you think about it.
Word up. Shout out to the homegirl, like Cassandra, man. Linkin Park, that's her like favorite. If she's tuned in right now, man, she's going to be all excited to hear that.
Yeah, that's my mom. My mom actually got me onto them when I was super young. Yeah, that was like one of her favorite bands.
Dope, dude. Dope. That sounds like a fun household right there. Yeah. So cool. So Rube, like, how'd you go about getting your name? Is your name Ruben?
Yeah, my name's Ruben. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But at first it wasn't even Rube. It was Silver Shadow. It was kind of weird. It was like a superhero type thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like then, the Silver Surfer type of thing?
Yeah, that's like what people said. They're like, you sound like the Silver Surfer. And I was like, shit, I can't do that. And so I had a DMT trip.
Oh, dang.
And I seen my body getting reassembled by these four beautiful women.
Oh, no. And like, I still can't do that.
Nah. It's an amazing experience. And it really puts a lot of things in perspective about life and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I seen that and I was like, man, there's something about that. It's like I had the ego death where it was like the old me died and the new me was reborn. So it was Rube reassembled under beautiful entities.
Oh, okay.
It's an acronym.
There you go.
It's also an oxymoron because a Rube is an unintelligent person. And I'm far from that. Yeah.
I never heard that before. Man, look, we're learning something every day. That's some edutainment right there for people tuning in. Real quick, man, let people know where they can find you on, like, social media.
Yeah, you can find me at Rube's World. That's RUBES_world. That's where you can find me on Twitter as well. YouTube is the same. If you want to find me on Spotify, stuff like that, it's just RVBE. Keep it simple.
RVBE right there in the building right now. People tuning in. And if they get it twisted, you know, I'll put them up on game, you know? And you know, so real quick, man, we got some new music from you tonight that you brought with you tonight. We got this Wonderland joint right now. Tell me, do you know who's in the production on this joint?
Yes, it's this guy I found online is Odd Society.
Odd Society.
Yeah, Odd Society. Okay. Yeah, he's super dope.
And what's this joint about, too, for people who are listening right now?
Yeah, it goes over this mushroom trip I had. I was on 9 grams of mushroom, and I was watching Alice in Wonderland. And I was in the mirror talking shit to myself. But it was kind of like what I needed at that moment.
Wowzer. All right, man. Well, let's get into it right here, man. We got that Wonderland, the trippy joint right now for you guys. Tuning in. Rock it with us. Word of the Streets Radio.
So they remember the name, it's Rude. Reassembled under beautiful entities, merging my new identity with my alter ego, forming a dope MC. I'm awakened from my sleep, laying in space, becoming one with the universe, tripping to help me immerse myself in my craft as I take it to higher dimensions. Thanking Mother Earth for hidden knowledge in the psilocybin. Words can't describe the places I've been. Grateful with DMT, bringing me closer to the solar side of me.
Taking them on a real adventure right there.
Down to Wonderland, baby.
Wonderland right there. Hey, where can people hear this, man? Can people tune in? Y'all on YouTube? Or
yeah, I have it on YouTube. Soon I'm going to have a music video for that. I'm going to be doing that with Destruct, so stay tuned for that. That one's going to be real dope. It'll be on my YouTube channel. But I'm on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Amazon, iTunes, if you want to purchase this so you know you can support the artist. Yep. Also, too, if you guys see me, we're out and about. Sometimes I'm doing shows. I haven't been doing a lot lately, but when I do, I'll have the CDs.
Okay. So what I was talking to you a little bit earlier, too, and you were telling me one of the shows that you had just done was the one with KRS-One?
No, Master Ace.
Oh, Master Ace, that's right. How was that, man? How was it rocking with Master Ace out there?
It was amazing, man. For me, it's something that like I was like dreaming about because I love Master Ace, man. I listen to his music. the way he goes about it, his music, he's super smart, meticulous, and it's like he can make a really dope album. Yeah. And just seeing his stage presence, seeing him on the stage, seeing how he did it, just kind of gave me more, you know, stuff to take note in, like when I do my own shows.
I was gonna say,
it's amazing, man. I was like, you see this aura, like you say they when people say they see that God aura.
Yeah.
When I seen him walk in the room, literally, bro, it was like everything stopped, and I seen him. I was just like, damn, that was the first time I've been like starstruck, really.
Yeah, those are real MCs. Like I tell people, like, you know, rapping is one thing, you know, like. I tell people, and it's kind of funny, they laugh, but I say anybody can rap, you know?
Yeah.
Anybody can rap. Like, you memorize the lyrics to your favorite songs, and you can rap them back and stuff. Like, we can sit and write down lyrics and make them rhyme at the end, you know what I mean? But then, like you said, like, there's certain artists that come through, and they're like, they're the real MC, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so
man.
That's why, you know, I'm not ever rapping. If you ever see me rap or ever heard me rap, it's all like, recreational.
Hey, that's cool though, you know, everybody. I like that. I love when people just rap just for the fun of it.
Actually too, like, you know, shout out to rappers out there, but like, you know, I ask people sometimes, like, what got you rapping, you know, like what made you start rapping? And some people, like you said, you use it as a therapy. Some people use it because they start rapping because their friends rap.
Yeah,
you know. And I always like, it's cool, you see RVBE come off stage, right? You see come off, right? And like, you know, everyone's giving you love, and you have that cat on the side that's looking at that's like, yo, like, I like that. Like, I'd like to have the love, like he's getting stuff like that too. And I'll rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe he starts to rap, he's not all that good, but that's what he wants, you know. But at the same time too, I said, you know, we also need more fans of music, you know.
Yeah.
You don't always have to be the rapper and always have to try to put yourself on stage. It's you can be the fan too, like a good fan, you know. We need more of those.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So that's cool. So you've been rapping how long now, you said?
About 10 years now.
About 10 years, 10 years. So within the 10 years, like, what are some of the things that you've been doing to kind of, like, help put yourself out there more? Like, is there, do you find yourself, like, collaborating with people that helps it out more? Or do you do stuff on, like, social media and, like, advertise it? What seems to work the best for you?
You know, for me, it's networking, you know. For me, it's face-to-face. You know, I don't mind. I've worked online and stuff, but... Mm-hmm. When I go in person, I meet people. It's just like something that I want to feel the vibe with people. And so, like, I've just been doing a lot of, like, networking, just going through when I go to shows, showing people my music, trying to collab. That's just the best way I think you could, you know, grow a fan base is you grow with other people, you know. And I think once I started linking up with Destruct, he's, you know, taking me to his shows, and he, you know, links me up with the right people.
Yeah.
And I do the rest, you know, at that point.
And he hooks it up and you got to reel it in. You
know what exactly.
I mean?
he leads me to the water, but I got to drink. I got to do that. I got to do the work. So, you know, by all means, I do my part.
Word up. Shout out to Destruct, man. He's a cool cat. He's always, I see him on all the shows out there in L.A. He was just up here. We did a show at this boxing match up here in Oxnard.
Seen that.
For Boxnard, man. A lot of fun. He shot a video, too. A video came out of him and Mark Ford. Came out the video with low riders in the back, motorcycles, popping wheelies, everything. It was crazy.
Yeah, and then they had the boxing actually in the
ring. Yeah, in the ring, too.
It was like a movie, bro. I was like, yeah, this shit's
hard. It was dope, too. It was dope, man. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
You know, cool, man. So do you have any shows coming up soon or anything like that?
Yeah, I have one coming up. It's one of those private events for Donkey Bongs TV, the Gym Works. I'll be doing that on November 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word up. And like, where can people see that? Or where do they do that at?
You'd have to hit me up directly for the invite. It's going to be like a private event. So
okay.
It's like if you're a real fan. I know a lot of my friends, they really want to go. So I told them, just hit me up. Anybody wants to
run
go.
Up in there.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's a really good time. Last time we went, they had a backyard wrestling match.
Oh, really?
Dude, it was the craziest thing. Dude, try to hit another person with a car. Well, it was funny.
How do you do that? Like, just come through the backyard, the wall?
Yeah.
Come through the back fence?
Yeah, they went to the back alley, and they were, like, throwing each other in the trash cans and shit. And one of them, topped in his whip and started chasing him down the road in the car. It was, like, obviously it was staged, but it was, like, still hilarious.
Nah, it's real, dude. That's real, dude.
That's how it happens, you know. That's the real way to
so
win.
So that's your next show you're at right there, right?
Yeah, I'll be doing that.
Man, give them the people's microphone, dude. Just come down with that. Boom.
They say that's I look like Roman Reigns, so hey, let's keep it coming.
Well, hey, I got another track right here, man. It's called Patient Silver. Who's Patient Silver?
That's actually an homage to my old name. So Silver Shadow.
Silver Shadow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get into this right here then, man. It's another new one right here by Rube, man. It's going down. Word on the Streets Radio.
It's been a long time coming, man. Yeah, I'm a failed experiment gone wrong. Can't contain me anymore. I'm too strong. Escape to the shadows where I belong. Barely scratching the floor of my potential. Ain't no time for being sentimental. My flow's are exponential. Killing, burning, bury any instrumental. Come in contact with me, it might be fatal. Legend has it, I smoke 35 blunts and still ain't never been caught coughing. I caught you lacking, I seen you slacking, let's get it cracking. Let's see what happens when you're poking, awakening, and cracking. I foresee tragedy and death, but I ain't phased. I'm just continuing to read Macbeth. My life's a Shakespearean experience where you feel the pain and embrace the darkness, the sharpest pain in my belly. I'm starving for success. I know this a competition, but I'm taking everything that you got left.
Yeah, we ain't done yet. We're going in round two. No hooks.
Yes, sir.
You didn't know this by now. I do this. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You know why?
Cause I'm the star in the making, the most forsaken, backbreaking, strangling my enemies over the balcony. Got their bodies levitating with my overpowered alchemy. It's funny how everybody still doubt me and the vision. I'm on a course for an epic collision with the world. I'm finna blow up and dominate like the Bulls in 98. You couldn't formulate a plan to stop me. You'll need a full-blown army to disarm me. So sound the alarms and bring out all your firearms. And it's still not enough, I'll pulverize you in the dust. I'm not your ordinary virus, I'm clogging up your sinus. Call me your king, call me your highness. Bow down, I'm running up and snatching the crown. The top of my head is where it's home now. Anyone who wants it with me, I don't back down. I'll leave you in the back of someone else's town.
And that's it, man. I hope y'all enjoy this shit. I murdered it.
Discussions or adult language. If you feel you'll be offended by any of the above, please tune out and return in 1 hour. This is 91.9 FM, KCSB, Santa Barbara.
Word on the Streets Radio, man. You guys are tuned in live and direct right now. We got Rube in the building with us right now. Make sure you guys go to our website, kcsb.org, man. Our playlist is right up there. Everything we're rocking tonight. Rube, man, real quick, let them know your social media one more time.
It's Rube's World, R-U-B-E-S underscore world.
Boom, right there, you guys. And if you get it twisted, man, like I said, feel free to hit us up.
Yes, sir. And
so, So, do you have a new project that you're working on right now?
Yes, actually, I do. I have two projects I'm working on.
I got two projects, man. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I have a solo album that I'm working on right now. It's going to be a part two to the album I'm doing right that I just dropped right now. And then I have a second one, which is going to be a collab one with all just dope artists. Like, I have Satire on one song. I'm trying to get Young Z on a few because I've been in the studio with him. So I'm trying to get him on a couple. My buddy's trying to get me in works with Master Ace. I'm trying to get him on a track.
That'll be epic.
Blue from Blue and Exile. I'm trying to get all that.
Yeah.
And just see where else we can go. Destruct's going to be on that as well.
Dope. Yeah. Dope, man. Well, I hope you can get those artists on there, man. That sounds like an epic lineup right there already.
I know, right? I think that'll also, you know, bring more attention. You know, when you got a dope a lineup of names like that, it's like, oh, you gotta hear me. You gotta see what I'm bringing. Because if I can get those people, you know, I'm obviously a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I've been telling people too, and you just have an example of that. It's just being present. To me, when I see a lot of these cool opportunities come up, it's just being able to be present. You know, you may not be doing something there that night. You may not be out there to do the show or anything like that. But being present like that too, you know, you come across a lot of cool opportunities, man. So, man, like I said, you drove 3 hours to get up here tonight,
yes,
man.
Sir.
So, you know, hopefully going into the future, man, this could be a good opportunity for you in the future too as well. Getting some music played up here, man. Because we've been banging the stuff, man. It's some cool music. People tuned in right now too. You know, if you guys are feeling it, like I said, you know, just follow him on his social media and too, go check him out. You got some shows on that he'll list on your social media. Is that where you put, like, when you're doing shows and stuff?
Yeah, I leave Instagram for most of it. Yeah, because most of the time they come up, like, just randomly. When I get an opportunity, I shoot and I jump for it, you know. And so sometimes it'll be, like, last second, you see, oh, Roots performing here, you know, because sometimes they got someone that dropped out and I'm trying to get it. Yeah,
jump up on there.
Opportunities, you know.
That's cool. That's cool. So, like, with your music, man, and, you know, when you started rapping, it's kind of, like, therapeutic for you, too, at the same way. Like, have you ever set a goal and said, like, yeah, this is where I want to be at by this time or anything like that? Like, what direction did you want your music to take you? Did you have, like, any wishes or dreams or
goals? I mean, I always have dreams, you know, and, you know, my biggest dream is, you know, just to touch a lot of people and make a name for myself so that, you know, when I have kids, I can, you know, look back on them, show them what I did and inspire them to do something different. Mm-hmm. But my biggest goal, I already achieved that, and it was super amazing. My mom was going through a lot, and she said that one of my songs she played on repeat because it helped her go through something, you know, really? That I went through. And, you know, I say if I stop music today, I'd be happy, bro.
I'd take care
of my mom, you know, so... I've already achieved that, but there's still more to go. You know, I'm still trying to build on that and build an empire and something special that I can look back on when I'm older.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Well, I hope you can, you know, work and get to that where you want to be with the music too as well. And having the feeling of like, hey, you kind of like accomplished what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And now you can take that to the next level, man. That's always dope, man, because a lot of the time, you know, like artists that start doing their thing, man, they struggle with, you know, feeling that success and like they've accomplished like what they really wanted out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're already starting off on the good foot. You know what I mean? That's dope. That's dope. Well, we got another track on this next track, man. Man, I got it and it's an instrumental, dog. So
yes,
you know what that means. You know what I mean? On this other track that you sent there too. Tell me about this last track that we're gonna get
into. It's the intro to my album. I think it sets off the album amazing. It's a beautiful track, man, overall.
Word up, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pull this one up real quick. And then, man, you ready to get into it?
Yes, let's give the people what they want.
All right, man, let's go ahead and do that then. Let's get into it.
Sit back, look at my life, wonder what it'd be like. But now I'm living it and it doesn't seem right. Nothing ever seems to go right. Till the homie told me change my attitude. You have to look at it from a different view. That's how you find your picture perfect view. You need a few haters to doubt every single move you do, to show you that everything is going according to plan. The good part of your life is only begin. Continue executing, shooting for the stars. It doesn't matter who you are, where the fuck you start. Keep on moving, striving to do your best. In due time, your path to test the test of time. Embed yourself in each rhyme. That's how you make your life immaculate. If you calculate and cultivate something special, grab on and have the time of your life like Green Day. Release the motherfucking endorphins inside our DNA. And look up and improve your self-awareness. I know it's hard, but we're all human beings who lean on each other for some help. I just want to help you see a picture-perfect view. It's a picture-perfect view. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at your picture-perfect view. Yeah. Sir.
Got that heat right there, man. Had to spit that, man. A lot of times, man, people come on their first time, man. Man, they don't know, man. They're going to have to get on the mic. So that's cool that you came with that right there for that cool performance of that one right there,
yeah,
too.
Of course, dude. Man. I love doing the live performances. It's fun.
Gotta do it, man. Well, I look forward to going out to one of your shows, man.
It'll be amazing.
Seeing you do your thing out there. And one more time, man, let people know, man, where they can find you.
Hey, you can find me at Rubes World on Instagram and Twitter, RUBES_world. You can find me on all streaming platforms, RVBES. Oh, no, RVBE. I almost put the S because of the Rubes World, man. Sometimes that throws me off, but...
Yeah, but I always tell people, man, if they get it twisted, man, they can feel free to hit me up, yes, man. Sir. I'll put you back up on game. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. You got any shout-outs or anything?
Yeah, man. I'd like to shout-out freaking D-Tragic for having me, first
peace,
off.
Peace.
Yes, sir. I want to shout-out Destruct, man, for giving me the opportunity and linking us up. That's super amazing. That's my brother for life. Shout-out to my moms for, you know, being my moms and taking care of me, man. Shout-out to my girl. Love her. She's listening. Shout out to my sponsors, Exquisite Trees, and my sponsor, man. And then shout out to my mentor. He's the one that's done my merch, and he's got an album coming out tomorrow. So stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Primordial Funk. He's a Nightcrawler.
Yeah, okay.
It's my boy.
Tight, dude. Tight. Well, man, I gotta tell you, man, one more time, man. Thank you, man, for coming up here, making the trip. Coming up to the word on the streets, man, to rock with us. You know what I mean?
Thank you for having me, man. It's a blessing.
It's all good, man. We got this crazy cable up here. I don't know what it's doing, dude. But, man, well, it's going down. I also, too, want to let people know, you know, you can go to our podcast page, 805radio.com right there. And, man, you can see a recording of our show tonight and everything we did. And, man, it's something that you definitely want to rewind, go back, listen to the music. And big ups on your music, man.
Appreciate you. Some really
cool music, man. And, all right. Well, we got about another half hour left, dude. Thank you for coming up. Dude, drive safe and stuff whole 3 hours. Like I said, man, maybe the next time you come back, we'll have that plane trip for you, you know.
I'll be waiting.
From, like, Burbank to Santa Barbara, the airplane's right there, dude.
Solid, you know.
We're working on our budget right now, so.
Yeah, I know it, guys. You need him. I know a pilot.
You know him? Okay, cool. Boy. I might have to get him. Is that one of your sponsors?
It's my brother.
Okay. Oh, that's your bro? He flies?
Yeah, he's one of my brothers. It's like an uncle to me, but it's like somebody that I call close. Yeah, his name Alex.
Oh,
got into all the flying and stuff, so.
That's fresh right there.
Everybody told me whenever I needed a ride, he's like, just pay for the gas and I'll take you.
He's all, but gas is $400, you know.
Pretty expensive.
All right, Rube's World, man, in the building right now, and we're going to jump out to the mix. We got about another half hour left of the show, and we'll be back in a second. Here you guys rock with us. We're in the streets radio, man.
Rochester, New York.
Yeah, Rochester, New York.